Hey, welcome to the first episode of 182 Seconds to Mars. I'm going to talk fast because I only have 182 seconds to come up with anything I want to say, play, or record and send to Mars. 182 seconds also happens to be the time it takes for me to travel by light, when I travel by light, to the planet Mars at its closest point. We're going to start out with a little bit from the Sand County Almanac. This is from the chapter called March and the Geese Return. One swallow does not make a summer, but one skein of geese cleaving the murk of a March thaw is the spring. A cardinal, whistling spring to a thaw, but later finding himself mistaken, can retrieve his air by resuming his winter silence. A chipmunk, emerging for a sunbath, but finding a blizzard, has only to go back to bed. But a migrating goose, staking 200 miles of black night on the chance of finding a hole in the lake, has no easy chance for a retreat. His arrival carries the conviction of a prophet who has burned his bridges. A March morning is only as drab as he who walks in it without a glance skyward, ear cocked for geese. I once knew an educated lady, banded by Phi Beta Kappa, who told me that she had never heard or seen the geese that twice a year proclaim the revolving seasons to her well-insulated roof. Is education possibly a process of trading awareness for things of lesser worth? The goose who trades his is soon a pile of feathers. The geese that proclaim the seasons to our farm are aware of many things, including the Wisconsin statutes. The southbound November flocks pass over us high and haughty, with scarcely a honk of recognition for their favorite sandbars and sloughs. As a crow flies, is crooked compared with their undeviating aim at the nearest big lake 20 miles to the south, where they loaf by day on broad waters and filch corn by night from the freshly cut stubbles. November geese are aware that every marsh and pond bristles from dawn till dark with hopeful guns. March geese are a different story. Although they have been shot at most of the winter, as attested by their buckshot-battered pinions, they know that the spring truce is now in effect. They wind the oxbows of the river, cutting low over the now gunless points and islands, and gabbling to each sandbar as to a long-lost friend. They weave low over the marshes and meadows, greeting each newly melted puddle and pool. Finally, after a few pro forma circlings of our marsh, they set wing and glide silently to the pond, black landing gear lowered and rumps white against the far hill. Once touching water, our newly arrived guests set up a honking and splashing that shakes the last thought of winter out of the brittle cattails. Our geese are home again. Well, I guess I gotta wrap things up. Hope you enjoyed the first episode, gave it a go, and we'll be back next time with something completely different on 182 Seconds to Mars.